Hi guys, I know what you're thinking. It's definitely November and we are uploading a Halloween episode. That is totally my fault because I could not get myself to finish editing this episode and life has been crazy. So very, very belated happy Halloween. I hope it went well. I know we're on our way to Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I still hope you guys enjoy this episode. And without further ado, here is our Halloween special.
Hi guys, happy Halloween from happy your Halloween. Two favorite broads, Jenna and...
Kayla. Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome back. Thank you for jumping into another pod episode with us. So today is our Halloween episode. Yay. As some of you maybe who've been here for a hot minute know, Kayla and I liberty love Halloween. Halloween is one of our favorite times. We went so far as to like a previous year, we had like four different Halloween episodes because we really couldn't decide what to do. So this year we kept it chill. You guys just heard our single girl scaries take on like a spooky real life style situation. Today's episode is actually more Halloween focused, and not gonna lie, we're gonna be leaning on Miss Kayla Marie a little bit to give us some edumacation because she is our resident film major. And if you can't tell by the title, which maybe you can, maybe you can't, because I actually don't know what I'm calling this episode yet,
TBD.
We're talking about tropes in scary movies and hopefully specifically final girls, because they are some of my favorite women.
Our favorite, yeah. And like being a final girl, like, is, you know, like one of the biggest tropes there is with horror movies. But what's that called? I love horror movies, and like Jenna knows this, and like anything that has to do like, okay, I don't like gory stuff. Okay. I don't
like
super gory movies. I think they're gross. And it's not even the oh my gosh, it makes me sick to my stomach. I just don't want to see that. Like, I don't.
I literally get grossed out. I cannot. Guys, there's a strict rule in my household. We do not watch scary, gory TV if we are also simultaneously eating. I cannot watch blood and guts and be eating spaghetti. It's just, I can't do it. I can't do it. I will vomit. I'm a pukey human. We cannot do that in this household. Yeah. But anyway, continue.
But like, psychological stuff, a good thriller. I don't mind a slasher film, but when I say slasher, I mean Scream. Okay, something where it's not that gory, but you can still see the blood, the action. That's fine. Okay, entertainment. Yeah. Obviously not in real life. Film only, guys. but. Scream is so good. And then I don't mind paranormal stuff, but I have some that I won't touch because I'm like,
that's
Kayla's, some weird territory.
Kayla's got that religious background in her that makes those hard. But seriously, guys, when we were in college, Kayla would like, I won't say traumatize me, but she would definitely sit down and be like, our entire dorm room, our entire apartment, mandatory scary movie night. So there are some scary movies I've only seen because Caleb was like, no, you have to sit on this couch. You have to make it through the whole movie. They were good. I don't think I slept well those nights because, again, I'm not just like a super, super scary movie human.
Well, literally sharing a room. So at least you knew you were in the company of other people for the most part.
Oh, yeah. No, totally, totally fine that year. But the other one, sleeping in a bed by myself, a little spooky because I'm definitely more of like a Halloween Town, Corpse Bride, Coraline. Like, I like,
but those are good.
Seasonal.
Those too.
Seasonal feel goods, unless, oh my God, I'm going to piss myself. I'm seeing shadows over my shoulder now. Like, there's actual vlog footage, guys, of Kayla and I sitting in a car, and all she had to do was go, it looks like there's somebody in your back seat. And I was on edge for the next 3 hours.
Wait, which one was that one?
We're sitting in like the parking garage on campus, and you're like looking in my rearview mirror, and you're like, oh, the way the shadows are looking, it's like there's a ghost lady in your back seat. And I was just not having it. I was like, Kayla Marie, you're not gonna tell me that.
That is so on brand for me too, because I always have those thoughts, and I think they're funny. It's the kind of humor where I'm like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so funny if some guy just came running through our front door right now? Like, it's not funny, but like, it's kind of funny. I'm really, I have a big imagination. Okay, guys. Don't kill me. Don't be mad.
We're not mad at you, but don't stop doing that to me, please.
Sorry.
No, but okay, before we
that, which is so funny.
Yeah, no, I only remember it because I accidentally came across our vlog footage the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, this is still on the internet. Ah, which is fine. Also scared me.
Yeah.
Okay, before we jump into movies, there are like literally one of them's not scary, but we have to talk about it because it's all I can think about lately. And then one actually like semi-scary thing, both of these things come from TikTok. So if you guys who are listening are not chronically online, we will fill you in.
Yes.
But I do live, breathe, and die by TikTok content. So first that we're going to talk about is not the spooky one, just a lighthearted feel good that I just think was done so perfectly. Okay. You've seen the SNL skit with Ariana, correct?
Of course, seen them all. Multiple times.
I live, laugh, love Domingo. It is my favorite anthem. I can't get over it. And it was done so well. And like this came out, so I don't even know how long ago. And the internet is like still breaking apart this skit for like all of the feel good pieces in it.
The bridesmaid wanted
a celebration. No, literally, it's so bad.
But it's really catchy.
It's so catchy. It's so catchy. And the way that they nailed all the details all the way down to like, oh, all the bridesmaids are wearing dresses from like a very specific clothing company. And it's all in the very specific shade. That's like the most popular shade this wedding season. Like they really went hard. Mm-hmm. And there's so many like millennial aged women who are like, no, this was literally us a month ago because of wedding season. And I was watching this whole SNL skit going, oh my gosh, of course they dropped this after Kayla and I had our whole wedding episode. Of course.
Thanks guys. Thanks Ariana.
No, thanks Ari.
You guys purposely waited, but it's okay.
It's like she stole the idea from us or something, because technically we did it first. So
you heard it here, guys. Ariana Grande is a listener of Two Bros. Just kidding. She doesn't know who we are.
God, I wish. Okay. So that's one that I just like had to touch base with you on, make sure we're both subscribing to that content.
Love.
I just have to show everybody who comes away who hasn't seen it. Like I'm the person who posts that link to the video from YouTube into the Slack channel for work. Like, no. Everyone and your mother, you need to watch Domingo right now. If it's in
if
my
you
head,
need something to do your afternoon.
Okay. And the other one, which was a multi-part, I feel like it had the internet literally by its jaws the entire time it was out, is The Rug. Okay. And I don't know how closely you followed this. I wasn't like a diehard on the lives the whole time. So what do you know? And then I'll fill in with I know. But this was insane to watch go down.
Okay. If I'm thinking of the right thing.
Okay.
There is a lady, right?
Yep.
This lady has a house.
Yes.
This house also includes a backyard.
Correct.
And this backyard has some soil, has some grass,
correct,
has some dirt. And don't know what the reason was, but she was digging and she has a dog. And I guess the dog was sniffing around too. And it was like, arf, arf, arf. Here's a spot. X marks the spot. And I could be making that up, but I'm pretty sure that was a dog. If I'm like... Jenna's laughing at me and I'm scared. Wait,
no, keep going because I like your version better. That's not right, but keep going.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Doggy finds this spot and this lady's like, oh my God, I got to dig this up. She digs it up and she finds a rolled up rug. That part is correct.
Yes.
That part tracks, right? That's facts, guys. And she digs it up and she calls the police, whatever. And they have like this whole team there to like check it out. What they have like cadaver dogs or something. And do they or do they not find a bone? I feel like I saw something where it was like they did find a bone. The dog found the bone.
Okay. So let me play fact checker really quick for you. I love Kayla's version of this story. And guys, this is a really good example of how information can spread and morph across the internet. So
yes.
This is what happened with the rug. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. There was a woman. She does own a house. I don't remember what city state. It was like somewhere green with trees and pretty. Like my heart wants to say Pennsylvania. That's probably wrong.
Okay.
Midwest. She owns this house. She does own a big, lush backyard. Her and her husband wanted to put up a fence around the perimeter of their yard. Okay. And for those of you who have or have not put up a fence, the first thing you have to do to be able to put up your fence is to dig really deep holes to put in your fence posts. So you need the posts.
Okay.
And you do all the posts and then you do all the in-between parts of the stupid fence. This lady also has a child. I don't remember how old, but I know she has a son. Just keep that in mind. Okay.
Okay.
So she's sitting there and she's like, oh, we're going to put up this fence. And she goes on live. Okay. She's not like a big content creator, but she's just like small itty bitty, like couple thousand people following.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, people are going to like watch me on live, like install my own fence and be like, you know, the Chip and Joanna Gaines, right? That was her whole intention. That is not what happened. So she's on live. She's putting in these fence posts and post and post and post. And then they get to one specific spot in their backyard where there is a tree next to it. And they're like, oh, I'm probably have to dig up this tree. That sucks. It's like a brand new tree. We like it or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're trying to dig around the tree. They dig a deep, deep hole to put in this fence post. And then they hit the rug. Okay.
Oh.
And so she's on live and she's like, oh my gosh, guys, like, look, like who would have buried like a whole bunch of carpet? And guys, it wasn't like your like typical area rug in your living room. This is deep
this is carpet,
foam and insulation. Like you were trying to cover concrete in your house with carpet. Big, big, chunky, thick boy, right?
Yeah.
So that's all rolled up in this big like sausage link looking cinnamon roll thing down in there. And she's like, that's weird. Ha ha ha. Who buries their trash? And everybody in her comments is like, you gotta dig that up. That's a crime scene thing. Oh, I bet you there's a body there. You gotta dig it up. And she was like, guys, like, I don't really know if I wanna do that. But her comments and everybody who was joining this live, and of course, the second something weird starts happening, everybody's like sharing the live, like, oh, look at this lady. Yeah. Oh, we gotta tell her to dig it up, you know, whatever. So this live starts blowing up. Like, I'm talking like, from a couple thousand followers to like hundreds of thousands of people watching this live. And she's like, guys, like, no, I don't think I'm going to dig it up. Haha, whatever. And then she calls the police, right? She's like, I don't want to touch it. This is spooky. But everybody and their mother is telling me like, I need to dig this up. She calls the police and says, hey, I know this is a little weird, a little crazy. I found this rug and it looks a little suspicious. I don't know if there's anything in it. I haven't taken it out. Do you guys want to come get it? And they basically said, who are you? Why are you calling the police about a rug?
Yeah.
Go away. Get off the phone. She was like, okay, I guess we're not going to do it. So they just like didn't touch that, continued working with the day. And then we're on a new day now. She goes back on live and she's like, yeah, guys, we didn't dig it up. Like, we're just going to like keep working on top of it. We're going to work around it. Like, I don't want to go through all the work. And again, everybody on this live is like, you got to dig up the rug. I got to know what's in the rug. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, ah, okay, whatever. So she like is on live and she's telling everybody, I'm having a digging party later with all my friends. They're all bringing their shovels. We're going to come and dig out this rug for better or worse and figure out what's going on. And then hopefully just finish my fence. Like that was her whole, it's supposed to be silly, funny, ha ha. Like she's going to pull out a rug with like a bunch of trash in it or something. And everyone's going to watch her and be disappointed. This live where she's explaining that she's going to do a digging party gets so much attention. Like I'm talking millions of views on this live that the homicide division of her local police department gets wind of it and calls her up.
What?
And says, sorry, ma'am, we actually do want to come investigate that. So she's like, oh, that's silly, but at least I don't have to dig up the rug. Okay.
Real.
So then it's the next day. The whole, like you said, homicide division, department, CSI people come out covering her yard, like big old excavators, crime tape everywhere. And she's on live filming them do this whole thing, right? Because again, all of her followers are like, we got to see what's in there. What's going on? Film the police. All the comments. So she's filming this. And I didn't watch these lives. Okay. I caught wind of this after this specific live session ended. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. This is where you heard about the dogs. Okay. She doesn't have a puppy. Okay. This is where you heard about the dogs. A part of their investigation process was they brought out two different cadaver dogs.
Okay.
And these dogs don't run at the same time. Okay. So you send one dog, he does a run, second dog goes and does his business.
Yeah.
So she's filming this whole thing and she's like, guys, like I'm gonna film, like you can watch the dogs run. So everybody is at peace, knowing this whole time, this homeowner is thinking, nothing of this. This is still a pile of trash in her backyard. Yeah. Silly, funny, haha. Then everybody will go away and leave her alone. Mm-hmm. She's filming and you watch the dog run around the perimeter of her yard, do a lap, go back up. And this hole, they had like covered it back up. Okay. Cause they were going to work around it. Yeah. So it's not like a gaping hole there. Like they covered it back up. This dog runs around, goes right on top of that hole that they just recovered and just sits like it's here. Oh. And you immediately watch her face go from like, see guys, to, oh my God.
Ew.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, but you know, it's just one. Like there's no way like they're both going to do it.
Yeah.
Second dog runs. Same thing.
He's like, I'm
just gonna give it to me twice. Double it, actually.
Yeah.
And then she starts freaking out, right? So then now the police is like up on her saying like, oh yeah, we got to like dip this out. We got to investigate this. Da-da-da. Starts like 2 day long investigation to get this rug out and to figure everything out. But the second she's on live and the second dog sits, literally about 15 minutes from that point, her front yard covered in news crews.
Really?
Covered.
Wow.
And so she's fully freaking out, saying like, I have kids. Like, I don't want, like, I have a kid. I don't want my address like posted. Like, now everybody's going to know my house. Everyone's going to come. You're showing my house on the news. Da 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 da. And the news was basically like, it's okay. Like, we're not trying to like harass you. Like, there was a really nice lady that she like got a clip of. She's like, we're not trying to harass you. Like, we only got your address because you have access to a database. Like, we're going to try not to like publicize your ad. Everybody knows where she lives now, though. Like,
yeah,
everybody
sucks.
Knows.
That sucks.
Yeah. So it was really traumatic for her. How do you say that?
Long story short.
Perfect. They said there's no bones, blood, body in that rug. So now the internet is saying, then why did both dogs
alert? Yeah, that literally makes no sense.
One other little trail for you criminal masterminds out there. The tree, remember there was a tree buried like right next to this thing? They had also buried like the tag that comes with the tree saying like what type of tree it is. It's called like a Bloodworth tree or a blood something tree.
Okay. Sus.
Sus. Very sus. Very sus. So now there are multiple theories out online as to like really why the dogs alerted. Some people are saying like, oh, like maybe there was like blood or like other like evidence on the rug, but because there wasn't a body or whatever, they like didn't tell the homeowner and now this rug is just sitting in evidence somewhere. Or some people are saying you have to dig deeper and the rug is like a cover up. Like you're going to hit a rug and the rug's not going to have anything. So why would you dig six feet deeper? So those are the theories. But now this lady just has millions of followers. Okay.
Wow.
On YouTube. Not YouTube, but on TikTok.
TikTok,
Chris Olsen, if you guys follow him, Club Chris, that whole thing, saw all this was going on and was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for this girl. She has like no PR training, no media training. And all like everybody's at her house. She like blew up overnight.
Yeah.
He reached out to her and gave her access to his personal PR team. And paid for like her PR hours for using his team just so that way, like she wasn't like signing contracts with people thinking that they were whatever or like signing to do like deals or documentary stuff.
Nice.
And, like she didn't. Yeah. So
We
love when internet celebrities help out other normies like us when they start getting famous.
So just a little bit.
Yeah. But that was the rug for those of you who missed it. That was a real life spooky scenario. And this whole thing started too because this lady has also been experiencing like paranormal stuff going on in her house. Like her laptop's been smashed and she like thought someone broke into her house one day. Like she has so much lore.
Angry ghost.
Mm-hmm. She has so much lore. So people definitely think her house is haunted. People,
interesting.
Some people still think there's a body buried there or that at least somebody died in the house. So there you go. Scary movie in real life for this one particular suburban mom. Like,
where did I get that they found a bone?
I have no idea.
I swear, I don't know if this was a different story or something, but I swear that I saw something about the rug. Like I knew exactly what it was, but I swear I heard that they found like a bone, but they said it was an animal bone or something. It wasn't like...
Maybe I missed that part, but I don't remember hearing about any type of
I really
remains.
Just saw glimpses of it on TikTok because I was never following any of it. So I think I saw like the original video and then it was like a stitch and like a reaction and all that stuff. You know how it goes. But yeah, that's still kind of scary though, because I'm like, okay. And even like, even if this rug just had blood on it, there was no body, no bones or anything, like that's still kind of a wild concept to think about, because if you're living in this house, I'm like, did it happen here? Like, who lived here before? Because that's just, and like, it's weird.
And my brain goes, hey, okay, yeah, so there's blood on a rug. Maybe someone just got a really bad bloody nose. You don't bury that then.
No.
You don't bury that. You put that in the garbage.
Literally. Or use hydrogen peroxide at first.
That's what I'm saying.
Something.
I have no idea. They didn't like pull it out and like obviously let her see it or not. But creepy.
Yeah, creepy. You want to hear a creepy story that I have for you?
Yeah.
So I saved it specifically. It's really short, but I saved it specifically because I was like, well, we're going to be doing an episode that has spooky. And I was like, might as well share it on the podcast. So, again, really short, but this was like about a week ago or something. Well, in this now time, but when you're listening, obviously it's not going to be that relevant.
Oh yeah. Duh.
This is a personal story. This is not, you know.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
It's not that scary, but it was like freaky. It was a little weird. Okay, so it was like in the middle of the night, probably like 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever. And Keaton and I went to bed really late, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was exhausted and he was tired, but I had like a hard time falling asleep. So he fell asleep like a little bit before me, but this happened within like 10 minutes of each other. I had just started to get sleepy. So I kind of, you know, you do that thing sometimes where you think of stuff so that way you can like start dreaming already. You're like, get yourself a little bit tired. So I'm trying to think of something to dream about, but all I can think of is like scary ass faces. Like I'm just thinking of like the worst nightmares you can possibly think of. Like my brain wasn't like, oh, like what would it be like to live at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory? I'm like, how about we think about the Terrifier clown, like right in your face? And so I'm trying to think of anything else, literally anything else. I see the Terrifier clown in my face and I can't get rid of him. But again, I'm not really asleep yet. So I'm like, whatever. But it's like weird because I can't think of anything else but scary things. And as I'm thinking of this, Keaton wakes up and he's like, and I was like, I didn't jump up, but I was like, whoa, what just happened? I'm scared. And so immediately my eyes open and I'm like, Keaton, you okay? You okay? And I'm like shaking him.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, oh no, I'm fine. Sorry. I just had like a weird like nightmare. And I was like, okay, you scared me because you gasped. I thought he took his last breath. Like I was scared. I was like, I immediately thought, I don't know. I thought he died or something. Like genuinely, I thought that was his last breath.
I love the anxiety response. Yeah,
it sounds so dramatic.
He's dead.
I was like, that was his last breath, and he's not gonna wake up. So after I woke him up, and I was like, oh, that was so weird because I also was kind of having a nightmare, but I wasn't asleep yet, and I just kept thinking of scary things. I was like, well, like, what happened that jolted you awake?
Yeah.
And basically he just said that at our bedroom door, he saw someone standing there. And then whoever or whatever was standing there, I can't remember if he said it got on all fours or just like in a freakishly way, like started running up to our bed and like climbed onto our bed. And that's when he woke up because he was more so scared about the fact that he couldn't do anything, like he couldn't move up until he like literally gasped and was awake.
I hate this.
He was like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, oh yeah, that's so weird that we both kind of like had a little mind meld moment and we both were thinking, like, you know, having scary thoughts or images. And he said, yeah, it was just this freaky clown. And I was like, a clown? And I literally turned to him and like freaked out because I was like, you did not just say that, because no. I literally saw a clown
cry
in my imagination. And he, I think he specifically mentioned, like, I don't know if he actually, you know what, I might be making this part up, but I swear he mentioned that it was like kind of like the Terrifier clown, or just like a,
like really he like described it.
Yeah, it was just like a scary, creepy clown. And I was like, I don't like that, because that's all I could think about was the Terrifier clown. And it was just weird that it was like, huh, why are we both thinking about clowns right now? And then I was scared that our dream was going to come true. And so it like kind of kept me up for a little bit. And that was me being really dramatic. But I thought that a clown was going to break into our home. I was like, this is not about to be like a 2016 rerun of those clowns running amok. Like, I don't want a clown in my house.
And here's the thing. My brain wouldn't have even gone to like, someone's going to break in my house. No, the second you said this thing was running on all fours, I was like, immediately, priest. Immediately
exorcism,
priest, sage, something.
Bless my like, house, please.
Absolutely. You are saying 10 like, Hail Marys right now.
Mine was just the face, so I wasn't freaking out about it.
Can I tell you something though, which makes me so scared? And you I'm have scared. To like live there, so I don't want to ruin this for you.
It's daytime. It's okay.
Here's the thing though, right? If he's sitting there having this dream, and it goes from the door to running on the bed,
mm-hmm.
and all you are seeing is a face.
Ew.
My girl, that's the next stage, is something runs on the bed and gets in your face.
It was in my face. It was actually coming for me, guys. The clown just wants me. I don't know what to say.
And it's like Kayla like summoned it with her like powers or something.
Literally, I'm like, all I was trying to do is dream about like nice fun stuff, and I was like, huh, clowns. I think that's what we're going with today. So that was my little freaky story time for the Halloweeny theme. I was like, you know what, this would make a good little story, good content. It's okay that it happened, nothing happened, but it was just funny. Like, it was just really strange how him and I both were having scary like thoughts at the same time.
Like, I'm actually like gonna have to, guys, don't worry, I'm gonna be performing a wellness check on Kayla every single day for the rest of this month until October is over, at least, because that is literally terrifying. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, just have a fun little silly spooky story. No, that is nightmare fuel, literally.
I just thought it was cool that we both were thinking about the same thing, but it was just weird. But I'm just glad it wasn't me who was dreaming his dream, because I would have freaked out when I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have not been able to go back to bed. He fell asleep within 5 minutes after that conversation. It was so quick. He was like, yeah, no, it was just weird, because I felt like I was having like a sleep paralysis kind of moment because I couldn't move. But anyways, good night. Oh. Oh, okay.
Like, you get your ass out of this bed and search the house right now.
Right.
Right now. Literally. Actually. At least the room. These four walls. Get up. Look.
But it's fine. Anyways, on to the next thing. I just wanted to share that silly, spooky story for you guys.
Okay, wait. But since we're talking about dreams and we're, like, totally running over time right now. We haven't even hit main segment stuff, but, like, Kayla's gonna like this. I keep having this, like, recurring dream.
Okay.
And, like, a set of a couple of recurring dreams where it's not the same plot line every single time, but it is the same setting. And I've told like Christian about this. I told my mom about this. It's just really weird because I'm like stuck, not stuck as in like, I don't think I can leave. I've just like,
yeah,
never been able to leave. If that makes sense. Like, it hasn't, the storyline hasn't taken me outside.
Yeah.
But I'm basically, you know, some houses you go up the stairs and they don't really have like a loft or like a floor level. It's just like one long hallway with rooms.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's basically what you can picture is it's the set of stairs, a long hallway, and has four doors. Okay. And the end door is always open, and it's like this like mom's room. Okay, think like a typical parent's like master bedroom situation.
Okay.
And then there's a room that honestly I don't know what's in there because we haven't unlocked it yet. And then there's a like kid's room. Okay, think for like a small boy who's like between four and six, right? Like little kids room.
Yeah.
And then like a half bathroom. Okay. Actually, no, it's a full bath because there's definitely a shower in there. That's going to come in handy in a second.
Okay.
So bathroom, but it's not like huge. It's like whatever normal size bathroom. And the first time that I had a dream in this like setting, all that I remember was like being in this like master bedroom with this lady who I was calling mom, but was not my mother. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if this is a Coraline situation or what, but she was not my mom. Didn't look like my mom. I'm pretty sure she was a redhead. I don't know what's going on. And this little boy, okay, who was very clearly her son, but I didn't like claim him as mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think we're related, but like, that's clearly your mom.
Yeah.
And this little boy was telling his mom, like, no, like, I don't want to sleep in my room. Like the scary thing's in there. And, like, the scary thing is, like, not letting me sleep. And, and here's the thing, though, is, like, every time I'm in these dreams, I'm never, like, scared. Like, it's very much, like, oh, yeah, something's here, but I'm not scared of it. I'm just aware. Like, if you've seen the TikTok with, like, Ethel the ghost. No. There's, like, a couple who lives in an apartment and, like, creepy paranormal stuff keeps happening. But it's, like, a friendly ghost who just, like, opens their cabinets and, like, plays pranks or whatever. So they call her Ethel. Anyway, that's kind of the vibe where it's, like,
I know there's something here. Let's not give ghost names, guys, by the way. That is not what you want to do.
They did anyway, and they named her Ethel. I don't know why.
It's probably not Ethel, but sure.
Probably not, but that's what they called her. But anyway, that's the vibe, right? It's like, okay, there's something here, but I'm not really, like, afraid of it or, like, fully sure that there's actually something here. It's just, like, I agree, it feels sus. So this kid is saying, like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to sleep in it or whatever. And this whole first dream is just, like, me looking down the hallway, like, figuring out where I am, seeing the rooms and, like, the doors and whatever. And then, like, listening to this kid complain to his mom. That was dream one. Dream two, okay, different night, same week, back in this hallway. And I'm, like, telling this, like, lady who, again, I'm calling mom. I was like, hey, like, I'm going to go shower. I'm going to go get ready, whatever. She's like, okay, yeah, fine. And so I, like, walk down the hallway. It's, like, doesn't feel weird or whatever. I go close the door, lock the door, get in the shower. I'm, like, eyes are closed, washing my hair. And I remember I turn off the shower.
Yeah.
But the water that I feel on my head doesn't stop. But I know I turned it all the way off. And so I was like, why am I still getting wet when I, like, literally turned the shower off? And I open my eyes and it's raining in the bathroom. Like, full on little thunderstormy clouds raining in this bathroom. The whole bathroom. Not just in the shower. The whole bathroom.
Yeah.
And I remember not being scared. I'm just like, the kid's got a point. This is weird.
The kid's right.
So the kid's kind of right. So I go and, like, put a towel on and I fling open the door and I yell down the hallway. And again, I'm calling this lady mom. She's not my mother. It's like, mom, you're going to want to come in here. And she comes down and she looks and she just, like, she looks scared. Like, she looks at the fact that it's raining. I was like, I think we can say that, like, yeah, there's something here doing something. And she looks so scared. And then I remember, like, feeling like you know when you feel like you're being watched, you know, like the presence. And I remember feeling like a presence, and I, like, try to, like, look over my shoulder, and, like, you just saw, like, the dark figure, but every time you, like, go to look at it, like, it's not there kind of vibe. Just like a big black little messy guy. And so it's been a couple of times now, and those are the most eventful ones. I literally don't remember what happened, but it's been, like, at least 4 or 5 times now where I'm just, like, in this hallway of this house with these two characters and this, like, little spooky apparition thing. So for all of you listening, including hopefully my mother, if I just, like, become the main character of Insidious, where, like, I just drift off into the spirit realm because I'm asleep. Come get me. I'm stuck in a house. There's 4 doors upstairs. That's all I can tell you.
Oh my gosh. You know what's so weird? I was just talking about Insidious yesterday with my friend. I
love those movies.
No, I do too. But she asked me a question and she said, she was like, is there, like, a character or a face that, like, scares you every time you look at it? And so she looked up hers and she was, like, so freaked out that she had me close out the tab. She didn't even want to say the name, but it was, like, that Momo character from, like, Creepypasta, if y'all remember Creepypasta. She has this black hair, but it's, like, the kind of black hair that's, like, 80% of it has fallen out and it's, like, really thin hair.
Cool.
And she has, like, these huge eyes and this really big smile, but it's, like, a thin smile, but that smile literally goes, like, all the way up to, like, her cheekbone kind of thing.
Geez.
It's really freaky. It doesn't scare me. I mean, she's definitely a freaky little character, but she looked that up and I was like, none really, like, terrifies me when I look at it, but the one that always gave me kind of, like, the heebie-jeebies is that in the first Insidious, and this is why I bring it up before we move on to the next topic, but he's, like, the black and red character demon, and there's that scene where it's, like, the old lady therapist, whatever, and the family in the room with the kid. And she looks up in the corner and it's just like a dark corner of the room, even though it's daytime. And she like is watching something and they're like, what the heck? And then when she looks back down at the dad, that like,
sorry, wait, the tape of my decorations is trying to come off the wall. And so I just kept hearing,
oh, like the crinkling. Yeah.
And I was like,
no, it's not. But like, and then the face just like comes out from behind the dad. And it's like, he has a smile on his face and his eyes are like glowing basically. And so I pulled up that picture, but it's just funny that you were mentioning Insidious. And then I was talking about that yesterday, but that is really freaky. Like if there's any dream interpreters out there who can let us know in the comments.
Do I need a priest? Do we both need priests?
Because that's really interesting. And then also it's like, maybe, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm sure
it goes back to like
our
previous theory of like maybe we're just jumping into other people's plot lines when we sleep.
Yeah, true.
What I really would have liked to know is like in that dream where like I got out of the shower, or whatever, it's raining and storming. So obviously it's like foggy or whatever. There was a mirror there, but you know, when the mirror is all fogged up and you can't see yourself unless you wipe it. It was all foggy. So I didn't wipe it to like look at myself, but I wonder if I would have looked like me.
Well,
because maybe that's why I'm calling this person mom.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, maybe I've actually had that happen where I was like a completely different person.
I don't know. I don't think so. That's happened to me. But
I had a dream. This is literally not even a dream episode. This is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll move on. But there's a dream I had literally the other night, and I was like with the cast of Princess Diaries, which is so. So random, but in the dream, like I was not me, and I don't know who I was, but I knew for a fact that like I was not Kayla, and I like I could have had a different name, sure, but I knew that like physically I wasn't me, and I was like playing a character, but I wasn't. It wasn't like I was in the movie or something. I was just hanging out with like all the actors.
Weird. Anyways, let's get on with the episode, shall we?
Yay! What everyone's been waiting for. Okay, we kind of started talking about horror movie tropes already, but I wanted to go down the list of like some of like the cliches and the ones that we see too much. Obviously, we talked about the final girl, which is the final girl of the movie. She is the one that will end it all. She will survive. There, she'll always have a thing where it looks like she's about to die or something, and then she comes back out of nowhere. Whether she got stabbed, she can't get back up, he killed somebody else, whatever, and then she comes back up and has her last hurrah with the killer. Per huge.
Do you remember? Sorry. Do you remember when I wanted you to do a final girl tattoo so bad?
Yeah.
I like still really want that to happen.
I still think it would be like a really fun tattoo. Jenna sent me a picture a while ago and it was just a simple like font tattoo or script tattoo, I mean, that just says Final Girl on it. And it's a really cute tattoo. And it, I don't think it's overdone either. Like,
no, and it plays into Kayla's film degree and love of movies and love of spooky things and spooky movies. It makes sense. It makes sense. Anyway, other tropes.
So basically, if you don't know what a trope is, it's just like a reoccurring or recurring like thing in a movie or like theme, character, or it could be like part of the plot. So it's really interesting. But I made a short list of like really cliche ones. So the first one is going down a dark alley, because you already know that going down a dark alley is stupid.
Yeah,
you know that something's gonna pop out, someone's gonna die, and then you have the splitting up.
We're in a group. The classic Scooby-Doo moment.
Yes, we're gonna split up, you know, there's four of us, let's each take a room in Jenna's creepy dream mind.
Yeah.
And then you have the seeing a bunch of warning signs everywhere that's like, keep out, like private property, caution, like literal like crime scene tape all over the place, and still following through, still going. ignoring yep. every possible sign. And I always think those are so funny because you know that they put it in there, obviously, to have like the climax happen, whatever. But it's just funny because when you're watching it, you're like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't
like,
do it.
Like, someone's going to be there. Someone's going to be hiding. And it's just so funny that they put it in so many horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously builds suspense. We need the scare factor. But it's like,
yeah.
I also hate it because in reality, like, no one's going to be doing that. Like, everyone knows it's a bad idea. Like, let's have some more realistic tropes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like it's also always teenagers with those specific yes. ones. Also, yes.
No 30-year-old is going to be doing that.
No, no. And you know what? I loved, have you seen Nope with like Keke Palmer?
I haven't.
Kayla.
I haven't. I know.
So here's the thing. You said you need more like realistic tropes. I think Nope does a really good job of showing the cheesy ones.
Okay.
And like literally you just watch the characters use common sense and go, actually, we're not doing that because that is how people die.
Yeah. Yeah. Having common sense. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. The other thing I have on the list is the car not starting.
Always.
Because the car doesn't start at the worst possible moment, or it's you don't expect it because that is when things are about to begin. You yep. know, there's some kind of weirdness going on. She's walking around. It doesn't have to be a girl, but she's walking to her car. It's nighttime. She's leaving work. She hears a little rustle in the bush. Oh my God, what is that?
Rustle.
A little bit faster to my car. I get to my car. Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not starting. And the movie literally just began like 10 minutes ago. This yep. is still the beginning. This is still the intro. And the car doesn't start. And now we have our first victim. Now, the other times the car doesn't start is when it is like heat of the moment. Like, this is like in the middle of everything.
We gotta go. He's chasing us. Go, yep. go. Step on it.
And the car doesn't start. And everyone's screaming in the back of the car. They're like, start the car. Mm-hmm. It's not working. It's funny because... It's such a big stressor because yep. you're like, oh my God, the car is not starting. I'm pretty sure I've had dreams like that where I've like, my car is either not going fast enough. It doesn't start. My window isn't rolling up. Like, I've had a lot of car dreams. And has this happened before? Like,
car problems? Actually?
Right. Because if my car is not starting that very first time, I'd be like, okay, maybe it's just something weird. If it doesn't start that second time, I'm like, okay, someone messed up my car. Mm-hmm. Someone did something with it. I'm running to the nearest yeah. place I can go to. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm just a sitting duck in a car that won't start.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. I feel like when it finally starts, it's because the guy's in the back seat. And then he pops up out of nowhere and then kills you. You know,
yeah. I also just like the trope part of that where it's like, oh, they're all hiding and they like just got to make it to the car, right? Like, if we just get to the car, we can get out of here, mm-hmm. right? And then like they never stop to think that like, maybe the person who's trying to kill us slashed the tires,
right?
Maybe the person who's trying to kill us like actually cut all the stuff in the engine so you can't use the car, like,
yeah. Like, they know it's your car. Like,
yeah.
You're the only people there, guys. Yeah. Clearly, they've thought about it. And I think, too, if you're in a completely empty garage, clearly you're the target. If my mm-hmm. car is not starting right away and I'm the last person somehow to leave this humongous building that has a parking garage attached to it,
mm-hmm.
I'm running down the stairs. Because guess yeah. what? I already know the guy's either in my back seat
yep.
or he's waiting for me around the corner. And I yep. know he's not at the staircase. He's probably waiting for the elevators because he's like, oh, if she wants to leave, she's probably going to... No, I'm sprinting down the stairs. I'm actually going to mm-hmm. jump over the balcony.
It's not
running that way. Hit the yep. ground running. That's what yep. I'm doing. And then I have a couple more things. Taking too long to kill the killer.
This pisses me off so
bad. There it's are the worst. So many it's moments where I end up screaming at the TV going, why did you stop? Why did you stop? Why did you stab him one time and then run down the stairs? He's still breathing. Why did you stop? And maybe that's inhumane of me, but I'm sorry. If you're trying to kill me and I managed to get a blow on you, right? With however, with whatever weapon. And then you're just like unconscious on the floor. I know you're going to get back up and come get me. Not good enough. Mm-mm. Not good enough. Mm-mm. And I think part of this is the way that my dad raised me, because we watched a lot of like NCIS, Criminal Minds, you know, serial killery drama shows. And he's directly told me, because every time there's an episode where it's like a female victim or like serial killers who are going off trying to just kill women, he always does tell me in those scenes, he goes, you don't stop. You make sure you don't shoot for the leg. You shoot for the eyes. I'm like, okay, dad.
I'm like, and the thing is too, even if you have like really bad aim, like granted you might not be able to, you know, shoot him in the head, shoot him in the chest, why don't you go for something obvious that like will immobilize him, like his kneecaps, his leg, like literally anything? Because even if you shoot him in the stomach or even the shoulder, like that man can still grab it and run or something, or get a second wind, which is gonna be the adrenaline.
And here's the thing, you said, sure, maybe you don't have good aim, you can't point to a specific body part. Fine. Why did you only shoot once? Unload that clip, girl. Unload the clip. If he's on the floor, you unload the clip.
And the thing is, too, every time that the killer is like on the floor because they think that they're dead, if there's a mask on the killer, no one ever unmasks the killer. And also, you know that if they go for it, their hand always gets grabbed. They always reach for it and then the killer gets up, whatever. But no one ever tries to figure out who the killer was. And then when they go back to the freaking body, the mask is just there. No body, no blood, no nothing, just the mask on the floor. And now you've lost the guy. And you didn't even bother to unmask him when he was lying there on the floor, like passed out.
I mean, I guess like I understand like, oh my God, I just killed this guy. I'm going to go wait outside for the cops, right? Like you're not going to sit there staring at the dead body.
Girl, I'm trying to figure out who that is. Who's attacking me?
See, I think that's where you and I are different. I don't care. I want to make sure it's dead, right? Like I'm doing the, you unload and make sure that guy's not coming back.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And just in case, also, you better be kicking away any of the access to any of the weapons. Like when they kill them and they like leave the knife right next to their hand.
It's so stupid. I'm like, you know, you can just kick that away. Something like it, so dumb. It's obviously very irritating because I'm like, ooh, like I'm gonna make sure that you are down on the ground, not moving. Like I'm there is not gonna be another chance for you to come get me.
No.
That's the whole point on why I had the gun in the first place. The last one that I have on the list, because I was watching, I think it was a TikTok, and they talked about this specifically, and it's no one ever believes the people that they should believe. Rather, it's in the context of your little kid being, mommy, there's someone under my bed. Oh no, honey, it's just your imagination. And then later your whole family gets slaughtered. Maybe believe your kid when they say that. Or it's like, I don't know, I might be really like paranoid, but I feel like someone's following me. Oh, you're just stressed out about that new job you just got 2 weeks ago. You'll be fine. And then they find her dead later on that night.
That's what I'm saying.
Because a boyfriend, husband, whoever didn't believe her.
And I think that's why Kayla and I are such good friends. Because Kayla, if she came home and she said, I think I'm being haunted by a ghost, I'd be like, okay, what have you tried?
Right.
What have you tried? Where are the evidence? Let's lay it out. Map it out with string points on the wall.
Yep. Like when our brownies disappeared in our apartment, immediately we went, okay, we know someone put the brownies in here. Right. Yep. Someone came in here, grabbed the brownies. Okay. Process of elimination. We were home. Who was not home? Our other roommate. Oh, she said she didn't take them. Interesting. So it's like, you know, I know people have the, oh, that bug is gone. I know people have like the boy who cried wolf, whatever. But if it's someone that like I'm close to, like if Keaton came home and was like, okay, listen, pretty sure I heard something in the garage. Call me crazy, but we should probably go figure that out. And I'm not going to be like, scary. Oh, there's no one in the garage. The door is locked, whatever. Because I'm like, there's like a really high possibility that you and I are going to get murdered if we don't check that out. And I think it's hilarious, especially because usually in the movies, they're always like, you're crazy or you're stressed out or you're insane. Or it's, you know what it is? It's the one who tries to warn everybody else. They always try to help them out. And they're like, we don't even talk to you anymore. Like, we don't like you and whatever. You're just angry because so-and-so is dating your ex. And it's like, have fun. Or, hey, really strange advice. Don't go home tonight. I'm telling you, don't go home tonight. You're a freak. And guess what? The freak was right. Because now you're dead.
I'd be like, hi, freak. Can you, why?
Right. I'd be like, can you, you know? Elaborate?
Yeah. Can you give me a 4-page essay on what you mean by that? Because I actually need all the details or I'm not going home. Okay. I guess just thought of another one. When the lights don't work or when the flashlight dies. All the time.
You already know it's going to go down.
All the time.
Something's going to happen.
I'm sorry. And if I can't turn on the lights, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm not going in there.
My God. This happened probably like 2 weeks ago, but it scared me so bad. Like my heart literally dropped to my stomach. So I have a garage, right?
Yes.
And I have a light or a light switch that I can turn on, but it's also a motion sensor. So if I'm opening my garage or something, it'll turn it on for like a temporary of like 2 minutes or whatever. One time I was in the garage and I was looking for my Halloween decorations and I didn't, because I like had opened the door and stuff, my light was on. I didn't think of hitting the light switch because the light was already on when I got in there. So I was like, oh, perfect. It's fine. And I was looking through my stuff, trying to figure out which bin it was. And I was specifically looking for, because I have a wreath of Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Or of Jack, actually, I should say. But anyways, but there's like dog bones on it. That's why I said Zero.
Okay.
But I was trying to find it because it wasn't in my Halloween bin. And so I'm standing on the other side of my car. So I'm not even like near the door. And I'm on the other side. I'm digging through these bins. It's nighttime and the light turns off. Girl, when I say I was so scared. I was so scared because it was so dark in there. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified because I forgot that it was like a quick timer light.
Motion sensor, yeah.
And I literally thought someone turned off the light. Like that's how scared I was. Yeah. I immediately was like, someone's in here with me and turned off the light. I couldn't just bolt to the door because my freaking car is in the way. Like where am I supposed to go? So I had to like go around it. But I forgot I had my phone in hand. So immediately I'm like, oh my God, I can't see. I'm like, duh, I have a phone with a flashlight. Like I can use that. But I was so scared and my heart just dropped and it was terrifying. So anytime I see those in the movies, like immediately if that light turns off, I'm not going to be shuffling around. Like, where's my flashlight? Where's the light? Going to leave. I'm going to try to find the exit and go in.
Correct.
I mean, if I have my phone, yes, I will flash it up. But like, I'm doing that to guide myself to the door. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to go. I need to go inside. Yep. I need to lock this door. I'm scared.
Do you know what gets me all the time? And it doesn't happen a ton, but when it does, it's just like, it's not like I get locked in a room and the lights turn off.
Yeah.
But when you're by yourself, right?
Okay.
And you're home alone, whatever, and you think that like you know when you're home by yourself and you think you're safe and secure in your house because all of the entrances and things are shut and locked and closed and great. And so you're just like living your life, doing whatever, and then you like just happen to go out to the garage to like get a soda and you're like, the garage door's open. How long has the garage door been open? Because how, why? Or when you like walk past and you're like, no, oh, the back door is unlocked. How long has the back door been unlocked? How long? what do you mean my window's open? I didn't open the window.
Oh my
Freaks
God.
Freaks me out. Yeah. Freaks me out all the time.
All right, guys, it's quiz time.
Woohoo! Game time. Okay, so we're going to do a quiz for Miss Kayla Marie to figure out which final girl she is. Let's figure out if she's worthy of that tattoo, right? Okay.
Let's hope.
Fun. Never done this quiz before. Don't know how long it is. Bear with us. We'll figure it out. Okay, Kayla, question number one.
Okay.
What is your greatest fear? And here are your options. Being forgotten, being killed, being hated, spiders, helplessness, or losing your friends and family?
I would probably say helplessness or being helpless, because I mean, I'm thinking in any scenario, like I would hate to just be like, I can't do anything. Or what if I'm like about to be killed and there's nothing I can do to save myself, you know?
Yep.
Just any context.
Question two. What is your least favorite horror cliche? Okay, right on topic here.
Okay.
Number one, sex equals death. Oh, number two, oblivious to the killer behind you. Number three, going upstairs instead of outside.
That one is a stupid one.
Number four, let's split up, gang. And number five, teenagers being stupid and then being picked off one by one.
So, okay. So what I hate the most, right?
Yep.
I think going upstairs instead of outside.
Yep. Correct.
Wait, hang on. Oh, literally what just happened? Sorry. I don't know what just happened, but my headphones just randomly disconnected. Okay. See, it just... I don't know what's going on. Now it just randomly connect. I didn't even touch anything and it just randomly connected. Bro, that was so weird. Okay. Now I'm kind of freaked out because I don't know what the frick just happened. So it randomly disconnected from my Beats. Okay. I don't know what happened. They were on 67% and my Beats last a long time. Like if y'all have a pair of Beats headphones, like they surpass Apple products any day because they last a really, really long time. So I'm like 67%. We've only been on here for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This will last me like the whole rest of the day if I had these on till I went to bed. Like they're fine. And so then it had you on my speaker on my iMac. And so I went to go grab my keyboard and turn up the volume because it was like on volume two. And I was like, okay, my keyboard must have died while we were doing this, which is, you know, not really too creepy because I'm like, you know what? I didn't charge it. So that's my problem.
Yeah, things die.
Yeah. But then I was like trying to use my mouse and I was like, I'll just use my mouse to turn up the volume. And it literally wasn't working. And I thought it's because like I don't really have it on the best surface. I'm like using anything. I like put it on the little desk that my computer's on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working. And I was like, there's no way my headphones disconnected and my mouse and keyboard died at the same time. That makes no sense. And then randomly, as y'all heard, my Beats connected again, which when I didn't even do anything. And then my mouse and keyboard said Bluetooth connected. Like, why did my whole Bluetooth just turn off?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Anyways, I don't know what the last question was. Did I give an answer? I don't know.
You did.
Yay.
Okay. We're going to speed run through some of these. I didn't realize how long this quiz was. Okay. Number three. Do you think you could survive a horror movie? Yes. No. Maybe. Depends.
I'd say depends. It depends.
Okay. Number four. Choose a horror movie rule. Never have sex. Never drink or do drugs. Or never say, I'll be right back.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard. I think the never drink or do drugs. I need to be completely sober minded.
Okay, dope. Weapon of choice, a knife, a gun, a sword, my mind.
I know. not my mind. I'm choosing a gun.
Perfect. When is it okay to kill someone? if they've done something awful to you.
Oh.
If they're a danger to everyone else. If they're irredeemable, never to protect someone else or to protect yourself. You can only pick one.
You know what? I'm gonna go with,
I hate this quiz.
It's either the last two. It's either protect myself or protect somebody else, but it's not like they're saying I'm actively being hunted down. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like I could be like, I killed her to protect myself because I felt like she was really jealous of me. Like what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I would just say to protect myself. I'm just thinking self-defense. Okay. If I say never, I'm like, okay, so am I just going to get killed?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next one. You hear about a killer on the loose. Oh, no. But you're not sure if it's true. What do you do? It's probably not true. I'm going to ignore it, but be more cautious. Lock the doors and then go back to what you were doing. Get ready to defend yourself. Hide, ignore it, or go to a friend's house.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go to a friend's house because I don't want to be by myself.
Agreed. Favorite holiday? Halloween, Valentine's, Christmas, Easter.
Halloween.
Favorite kind of horror movie? Slashers that don't take themselves too seriously. Psychological. Slashers that you know nothing about the villain. Movies where the main character goes through a lot, but then comes out on top. Or, I want to see the protagonist kick the villain's ass.
I love a good psychological thriller.
I know you do. I know you do. Okay. This is pick a song from my playlist. I don't think we know any of these, so I'm gonna pick a random one for you.
Okay. Next.
Next. Uh-oh, you found a dead body. How do you proceed? Freak out. Be on alert. Look for what caused their death. Feel sorry for the person. Stare. Call the police. Screw that. I'm leaving.
I find a dead body.
Uh-oh. Body.
Oh. Honestly, I mean... God, this is hard because it's either call the police or I'm leaving because mm-hmm. if this body's looking fresh, this killer is out here on the loose. So I yep. might be leaving. And then when I get to my car, call the police. Mm-hmm. Like I was so scared because I didn't know where this killer was, but there's yeah. that dead guy over there.
Yeah.
Go get him.
I agree. I'm not going to stand over the body on my phone. I'm leaving.
No.
Okay. Next. Kayla, someone is trying to kill you. What do you do?
No.
Call the police? Kill them back. Try to knock them out until help comes. Try to trap them.
Someone's actively trying to kill me. I mean, realistically, I would be calling the police. That would be my first thing.
Agreed.
Like, at least I know they're on their way and I could figure everything else out.
Okay, Kayla, you are the last one alive.
Oh, no.
How do you feel? Angry? Sad? Terrified? Nothing. I'm running on my instincts. Or ready to fight?
I'm the last one. I mean, I would just be ready to fight. I don't want to be the last one to die.
Okay, I don't know if you know these. It says pick a game to play, and they're all video games. So okay. Animal Crossing?
Oh,
Skyrim.
Oh,
Stardew Valley.
Oh,
Subnautica or Dead by Daylight.
Wow. Well, I really wish Hogwarts was on there. I love Animal Crossing. I will say Skyrim because that one's an open world game and I love those. Dope.
Cool. It says, what are your best traits? And we can pick multiple here, but maybe I'm going to limit you to two because I don't know why we would pick more than one.
Okay.
Strong-willed, brave, persistent, intelligent, kind.
All of the above. I would say It says pick two or pick one.
It says you can pick multiple. Do you want me just to click all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What are your bad traits? Easily scared, cold, and emotionless. Oof. I run from my problems.
Definitely.
Overly
not.
Cautious. I don't have a lot of energy. Or I'm held back by my past. What is this question?
Guys, come on. What past? I would say overly cautious because
yep.
That's... Oh my God. It did it again. Why does it keep disconnecting my stuff? And I... Yeah, see, and it, my things are not working again. I can't hear you, but I'm just going to continue talking. I'm going to say overly cautious because my brain translates that to overthinker, which I am. But also I'm like, overly cautious? What's the problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, if I'm not overly cautious, that literally means I'm going to die. I'm going to be the first one to die because I'm like, whatever.
Exactly.
There's a killer on the loose, whatever. This guy exactly. in the mask is my friend. I know he's my friend. No, he's not.
Okay, speed run. Do you have a phase you cringe at now? I'm just going to answer this for you because one is silly, silly, silly. Game night. Pick one. Clue, Uno, or I don't play games.
I love a good Clue.
Cute. Where do you feel the safest? Home, school slash work, in my car, anywhere with my friends, outside in nature, at the library.
At home.
Agreed.
Also, in the car, obviously. I feel the most unsafe in my car.
As you should.
I'm like,
you should.
Like, I think about it when I'm driving, especially at night, and I'm like, I'm just like sitting in a box right now, like a moving box where there's really no protection. Like, someone could
there's so much glass.
Yeah. I'm like, someone literally could just like punch through this, open my door, pick my lock, like mm-hmm. slash my tires, and then I can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
Dumb. Anyways, next. Exactly.
Okay. Last question, Kayla. Pick a movie to watch. None of these are in the results also. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Sweeney Todd. Lost Boys. Any of the Star Wars movies, Carrie or Saw?
You know, I'm gonna go Carrie.
That's what I would have picked too.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Loading, loading, loading. Kayla Marie.
What?
You're gonna love this. Dun, 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 dun. Kayla is Sydney Prescott.
Yes, from Scream.
Not in my movie, from Scream. Sydney fights tooth and nail to survive every movie. She never knows who to trust, but will still protect people she cares about. She refuses to be a victim. She decides she wants to live and fights to make it happen. Way to go, Kayla.
Yeah. Hey, applause all around.
Hi, Sydney.
Hey, girl.
Okay.
So let me tell you about the time that Ghostface tried to kill me.
literally.
Who tried to kill me? Part 32.
Honestly,
great. I was scared. I was like, what if all of those were just like the most non-Final Girl answers that they could get? And they're like, actually, you were the first victim.
You failed.
You were that like quick 10-minute opening scene at the movie where we see how the killer started. Question number one, to figure out what character trope Jenna is. Okay. Question one. What is slash was high school like for you? Please choose one. Number one. Could be better. Could be worse. You're cruising through with good to average grades, kind of tired of it all, and hoping college will be better. Number two. It sucks. You get bullied every day for making straight A's and being in the chess club, but one day you're going to be in a better place than all the jerks in here. Number three, all the people here are boring and you spend half of the time on your phone, but somehow manage decent grades. Good for you. Number four, who doesn't love high school? Friends, parties, algebra or something. Who cares? What? Oh, he messed that up. You'll look back on it fondly, regardless of if it was good or bad. Next one. You got three more, okay?
No way.
Yeah.
You love it. You love your friends. You get along with your teachers and you get invited to everything. Grades could use some work, but you're not going to need the stuff in the real world anyways. Next one.
Miserable and lonely. The worst part of your entire life.
Last, if anyone is clicking that one, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Last one is dumb. LMAO. But you make the most of it with your friends and don't care if you fail.
I think we'll just go with the first one, please.
Could be better, could be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one. That's good fine. Answer. Good answer. Question number two. The weekend rolls around. What do you have planned? Number one.
Nothing.
You and your friends are going to party. Smiley face. Number two.
Not that one.
Number two. You'll probably stay in and catch up on homework. Number three,
explore an abandoned building. Spray paint some walls. Whatever you can do to entertain yourself in this dull little town.
Number this man is writing a story. Like,
he's getting creative.
Number four, yep. Order some food, chat with friends online. What else would you be doing? Number five, you'll probably watch some movies, maybe get a little bit spicy with it, and put extra butter on your popcorn. And those are your options. The extra butter is crazy. I love how that's the craziest thing. The extra butter
is crazy. I think because of the recent DoorDash Postmates addiction, we'll hit order food.
Yep. I would have chosen that one for you too.
Yep.
Please work. Thank you. Okay. Question number three out of 10.
How do you react to the first sudden disappearances and deaths of your classmates? Number one. You're worried, but you're sure something will be done about it soon. Number two, God, you wish that were you. Number three, that's depressing. Number three, you make some jokes about it. Everyone dies eventually, right? Okay, Vanessa Hudgens.
Number four, they probably ran away or something. There's nothing you can do about it.
Number five, you're super caught up on how weird this is and wonder why the police aren't doing more. Last one. You act more terrified than you are to make sure the attention isn't...
Huh? Oh, I see. You act more terrified than you actually are to make sure the attention isn't off of you for very long. Okay, attention seeker. That's crazy.
We'll go number five. Why aren't the cops doing more?
I'm scared. That is the most realistic one because it's like, okay, they're all of a sudden disappearing. Like,
why am I still in algebra? People are dying.
Yeah. people are dying. Okay, question number four. If you had to be at a party, would you have a good time? Number one, hell yeah, you would. Who doesn't love a party? Number two, you weren't invited, but that's fine because you crashed it. Anyways, number three, it's whatever, really. You'll probably spend the night eating food and texting or go off to the side. Number four, you were dragged here against your will, but now that you're here, maybe you can relax, have a good time. You needed a break.
And those are your options.
Oh, yeah. No, that one. I don't go anywhere willingly. Kelly would go, Jenna, no, you're coming to this party. I don't want to go to the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I guess it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Literally the first Halloween we've had together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question five. You approach an object or a location that says something along the lines of don't touch or do not enter. What do you do? One.
Go home. Oh.
Number one, don't mess with it and warn others against it. Number two, you don't mess with it, but you don't stop anyone else from messing with it. And it's probably fine. Number three, you're the one who put the sign on there. LMAO. Number four, you mess with it. It's just some weirdo trying to pull a prank. So now you have to make jokes and look cooler than everyone who's being a chicken. And those are your options. What are you going to do today?
I'm really torn between I don't touch it, and also I'm the one who put the sign.
Like, the sign one is so funny.
So funny. I'll let you pick between that one and the don't touch it one.
I say the sign one because I feel like it's kind of the same thing, because either way, you're not going to mess with it, but you're like, yeah, maybe we don't do that. All right.
Like, other people should know this.
Right. Like, you know what? This would be really helpful if I put this sign here. Yeah. All right. Question number six. Answer truthfully.
Okay.
Would you sneak away from your friends to make out? And maybe a little more. Number one, you snuck away hours ago just to be alone for a bit. No tongue needed. Number two, you're a little nervous, but sure. It seems like fun and you're only young once, right? Number three, of course you do. This is one of the main reasons you came. Number four, alone at night with a killer on the loose? Hard pass.
If there's a killer on the loose, yeah, duh. No, we're not. No.
Yeah. Common sense. Yes. Let's use our brains.
Remember the trope, sex equals death.
It does. It always does. All right. Question number seven. Your friends are in trouble. What do you do? One, save yourself. You try to warn them. Number two, you go back just for the heroic brownie points. Number three, of course you go back. Someone has to help them. Number four, you think about it, but you take too long thinking, and now they're dead. Best to just run. There's also a frowny face in there, and that's
is sending me.
Oh my god. Number five, last one. You're the friend who needs saving. LMAO.
That one. You're the friend. I have no survival instincts, absolutely. Oh my
god, that is so funny.
No, it's either that one or I'm sitting there outside the house going, I don't know. Do I go back in there? I don't know. Yeah, and then they all die. So yeah, please, guys, you don't want to take me with you.
That is so funny. Oh my god, these answers are hilarious. Okay, question number eight. What's the deal with your family? Number one, my family loves me, but they don't really keep up with anything that I do. Number two, I take care of my family more than they take care of me. Number three, y'all have a family? Number four, my family is super protective over me. Whether it's out of love or obligation is up for debate.
None of these are like good.
Be careful what you choose. Your mom's listening.
Dude, none of these are like good. I don't know.
I feel like the best one is...
It's like one, right?
Yeah, because it's like they care about you, but they don't really like, you know...
They're not helicopter.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, your podcast, and she films these every weekend and blah, blah, blah. Like they're just like,
yeah,
she does something. Like she has something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't know the details. One. That's what we're going to go with. Okay. Next.
But also let it be known there was not a good answer of the options.
The y'all have a family one was crazy. Actually hilarious. Anyways, 9 out of 10, you're being chased by the mass murderer. How does that work out for you? One.
You're gonna trip.
You trip on literally nothing, eat shit, and get killed. Number two, you put up your best fight, but it's pointless and you die anyways. Number three, through a combination of luck and skill, you actually get away and turn the tables on the killer. Number four, how should I know?
How should I know? That's an answer?
I'm assuming it's literally just like, how should I know how that's going to work out for me? You're right. That means
I'm going to trip.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I'm going to trip.
It's hilarious. Oh, Jenna. Oh, clumsy Jenna. That one's a hilarious trope, though. The people who trip over absolutely nothing, hilarious. Kills it every trip. Time.
Every my ankle time. Will fail. I will be eating shit.
Her knee will give out at some point.
Absolutely, my knee will give out.
It will give out. All right, last question. Assuming you died, are you going to heaven or hell? Number one, probably hell. Crooked smile. Number two, straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Number three, heaven, I hope. Number four, assuming there's an afterlife.
We're gonna go with the hell one just because that's been the recent joke in the house that like we've been saying that so nonchalantly, like, oh my gosh, I forgot to take out the trash, I'm going to hell.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Oh no.
Oh no. Guys.
Oh my God,
I die first, don't I?
I would not. I'm in tears. Guys, I would have not expected this to be her result, okay? Let me tell you what you got.
So your result, Jenna, is the gay one. You
like, where did that even come to play? I'm so confused. When did the LGBTQ plus community come up?
They really said, she said she's going to hell. That means she's...
I guess gay people also just trip on air and die. Is that what it is?
And like, have families?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was actually like the biggest plot twist of all time. It's really short, but it says... The gay one. You really didn't deserve this. But then again, it's what you get for hanging out with the straight kids, isn't it? You are the token gay friend, and now you have to pay the price for it. What a shame.
It's horrible,
but hilarious. I'm like, shooketh right now. Like, this is...
Oh my God. Not me being outed by a horror movie trope quiz.
I'm so dead. And, okay, these... So... 9% of the people who take this get the gay one. And these are the other results that she could have gotten. I love how my tears are literally smearing.
Only 9%?
Yeah. So that's that one, crazy. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8. There's 8 possibilities, right? You have the parents. Okay. Or parents. 2, the loser. 3, the one who lives. Okay, Harry Potter.
That's Kayla.
4, the gay one. 6, the killer. 7, the popular one. And 8, the jock.
Okay, I was supposed to be listening as you said all of those. And it wasn't that I wasn't, but I was off thinking, how great would it be to do those specific tropes as Halloween costumes? With like a group of friends, like you that all like wear good. Like the paper sign that says like the loser, the jock, the killer, yeah. Right? And like that's what you do is like a group
that's actually a good
costume.
One, yeah,
it's so good,
a good trope. We love it. That one was actually like the funniest result I could have ever seen coming.
Yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
And the thing is, it is a trope because in some of these movies, unfortunately, the gay one usually does die. Typically,
no love for the minorities.
No, I guess not. It's like, yeah, but you know what? That was funny. That was a good laugh. I was not expecting that at all. You know what? And that's the quizzes that we're doing today, guys.
Guys, the internet said I'm gay. What do I do?
The amount of disbelief I had when that popped up on my screen, like, who thought of this? One, the answers already were, like, outlandish.
Correct.
But it's just, like, out of all the answers, none of them screamed gay. Like, no. Was I not reading them correctly? Like, when did we have, like, a gay answer on there?
Anyway.
Like, what? He no really idea. Pulled that out of thin air. But that one, that was hilarious. I'm sure the other quiz would have been as crazy as this one, but that is so freaking
That's
funny.
That's so funny.
Oh my God. Well, guys, that was our content for today. I hope you enjoyed Jenna's coming out story.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, guys.
But I wanted to do a quick little speed round of just like some fun Halloween-y questions. Nothing crazy, but it's like just a little... Okay. Funzy thing, so that way we can end off today's episode. And it's really simple. Okay, don't stress out about it.
Speed round, though, right?
Yes.
First thought pops in my brain. Okay.
Question number one: favorite costume you've ever done?
I had a Spider Queen costume when I was like in the sixth grade. It had like really long sleeves and like this big like glittery spiderweb like collar thing. That was fun, and it was black velvet. And I felt really cool. Next,
okay, slay. Favorite candy?
The sour Airhead rainbow mini pieces.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Least favorite candy?
The ones that are like the little fake strawberries. Like they're wrapped and they look like strawberries, oh, but they're not
like
strawberry.
The old people candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nasty. Anyways.
No old people candy.
Good answer. Next one. Scariest movie you've seen or the last movie that genuinely scared or freaked you out?
I don't know. I get scared really easy, but the movie that I give a lot of credit to being scary in a way that I haven't been scared in a while is Barbarian.
Oh, that's a good one. That one was
a good one.
That one was a good horror film. All right. Mm-hmm. Next one. Favorite horror movie villain?
Horror movie villain. I like Freddy Krueger. I don't ever want to meet him, but I admire him from afar.
Okay. Slay. You got that bag. All right.
You do.
Last one is, what is your favorite Halloween TV episode?
Oh, okay. So it's not like a specific episode, but the show Solar Opposites. It's a Hulu show. It's animated. Okay. It's like Family Guy-esque. It's like a little family of aliens. They're really funny. And they have they just dropped a new Halloween special and it's really cute. And it has like continuity from their first Halloween special. Like the choices they made in the first Halloween special impact how their second Halloween went. It's really good. So if you have Hulu, I recommend watching.
Never heard of it. But thank you for those answers. And if you guys have fun recommendations or you're like, you know what, this candy is really great and I doubt you guys have heard of it, let us know. Drop
Kayla,
us a
favorite
comment.
Costume, go.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Cute. Least favorite candy?
Almond Joys. Oh, nastiness.
Hate Almond Joys.
Pure nastiness. And if you like those, don't ever contact me. Just kidding.
Favorite animated Halloween movie?
You know what? Paranorman. I actually love Paranorman. Good. And I know this is a speed round, but I just watched it again like a few days ago and I forgot like how good of a movie that is. Love the animation.
It's good. We just watched Frankenweenie too. I forgot about that one. That was also really good.
Frankenweenie. Between those, so I think Frankenweenie maybe a little bit more. I might have lied, but like I really do love Paranorman. I love claymation and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You're decorating your house for Halloween, the outside for trick-or-treaters. What's your theme?
I think I would do more of like a pumpkin patch vibe.
Oh.
I think I would have like a fun little scarecrow out there, some hay, some little pumpkins. But then I think I would have like, I would also make it funsies and have like those big skeletons.
You know, Kayla said no fog machine, no animatronics, no.
Also, I don't want to have to be webs. Doing all that. You know what I mean? Well, the cobwebs can be at like the arch of the door or something, but like, okay. I'm not going above and beyond because that means I have to put it out there and I also have to take it down. So,
okay. Last one. Are you ready?
Yes.
The movie Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it Christmas or Halloween?
I say both.
You can't.
I say both. But I'll push it more towards Christmas because there's a lot of, I mean, it's all about Christmas. So, and it kind of brings the vibes up because it's like he's he's being Sandy Claus. He has the Christmas trees and the presents. So I'd go more towards Christmas.
Good. Krish and I just watched that whole movie again. Also, hadn't seen like from start to finish that whole movie in a long time. I completely forgot certain scenes.
Oh really?
Completely. Had no idea. Was watching it like it was the first time I've ever seen it in my entire life.
Could not be me.
Really cute movie. Love her. Our conclusion as to what holiday it is, we said November.
You know what? That's great. November. So it's like I wouldn't watch it like right before Christmas. You know what I mean?
No. It's like you just came off like the holiday high and you're like, the Christmas isn't quite here yet. It's November.
But yeah, so those were our little questions and we love spoopy time. I love all things Halloween. It has been kind of cooling down here a little bit in Arizona.
Here too.
And I know it's going to pick back up a little bit in the next week. But yesterday, oh my God, I went to the movies and I was wearing pants, a zip up, and it was like nice. Like it was so nice.
Good. Anyway, it was like 60 degrees last night because of the wind chill. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, this is,
guys, this is what fall is. This is what fall looks like.
It's in the air.
I'm so like,
I smell snow.
Yeah. 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 Like I need cold weather so bad. So we have some fun episodes planned out for the future. But a happy Halloween from your two favorite broads on Two Broads. And is there anything else you want to add before we close?
I want to see pictures of your animals in Halloween costumes. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Two Broads, TOOBROADS. A happy Halloween from us to you. And a good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you guys are in the world. And we will see you guys in the next pod.
Bye.
Bye.